Hello and welcome to Questcast, everybody, your weekly adventure in games. I'm Kieran, with me is Caitlin, and let's get started. So, this week, not too much happened in game releases, but a lot of industry stuff and just game news, and the Steam Summer Sale. Have you bought anything yet, Caitlin?
No. Neither. Don't have any money.
If you had money, would you be buying stuff?
I don't know, I haven't looked at it yet.
Because you have no money, or just because it's
pretty
not interesting?
Much. I've just not paid attention to it because I have no money.
Fair enough. It's on until July 5th, so you know, if you have money, then you can get stuff. I had a look through stuff, and as usual, anything that I kind of want, I've already got. There's no big hits in the sale department.
That's what I was afraid of.
Like, because there was a few years ago where, like, they kind of made games out of buying stuff. And yes, it was shitty marketing practices, but it still made it feel more important than just there's lots of games on sale. All right, Caitlin, so if there was anything on the Steam Summer Sale, would you get it?
What do you mean, anything?
Any games that you don't have now that 50% or more discount. That's correct. My knuckle and it felt great.
I would have said yes had I not already owned The Witcher 2 and Witcher 3, but I already own them.
Yep. Friend of mine from work, I love this. He's done it twice since I've worked with him, where a sale's come on. He's just like, oh, this game looks really good. Goes into it, looks about it, already owns it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I should play
Why
this.
Why have I not been playing this?
It's like, we've all done it though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
or my favorite one is the everyone wants to play a multiplayer game and you're like, oh no, I don't have it. Like, I'll have to download it. And then you look it up in your library and you're like, oh, actually, yeah, no, it's here.
It's here. Let's start. I'm already in, guys.
Yeah.
Will you join them?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I say that and I'm just looking up the specials now. And The Witcher, like, bundle packs are all on sale. So, actually, I might get some DLC for The Witcher 3.
Please do. It's really good. Really good.
I'm not actually sure if I have it or not.
Final Fantasy 15?
Yes, actually. Maybe I will do that as well.
All right. Awesome. Moving on. Before we move on, actually, I just want to say about buying games and not realizing, happens to me with Humble Bundles. I'll look and I'll be like, oh, this one game that's $70 is $15 in the Humble Bundle. I've done that for a few games.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, I've already got it.
And then there's like six other games you get with it. Be like, oh, later, whatever. And then you go to look at it later. Or my same friend actually, buy the game. He looks on Humble Bundle and says, already got it. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you holding shitting about?
Steam Link is $2.50.
That doesn't seem right.
95% discount.
It's even for $2.50, I don't want one. I've already got one.
Well, I know, but if we didn't.
That's fair.
Good Lord. All also, right. Divinity Original Sin 2.
Yeah, if you haven't got that, definitely please do that. Get that. It's really good. Can't say anything without giving basically the game away, so I won't. Four-player co-op game. It's really fun. RPG, classic. Going forward. So Inside and Limbo are going to be on Nintendo Switch June 28th. That's in a few days. I've seen lots of Nintendo stuff. They're like indies coming to
Good
us.
Good for Nintendo.
Well, I've seen two things about this. Two blogs, whatever, from, I think one of them was the Limbo dev, but there was another dev saying that their games just aren't doing well on Steam anymore because of how Steam runs their marketplace. So if you release a new game, it doesn't stay on the storefront for very long because lots of other people
are releasing,
and they're releasing like asset flips and like just crap that shouldn't be on the store, and it pushes actual games that, for one of a better term, are worth playing down. But things like GOG and Nintendo Store and console stores aren't like that because you have to be selected or at least go through a process to get on there.
Yeah.
And anyone making a dodgy game for like the Steam trading cards or an asset flip, their game's never going to get through that process. So they don't have to worry about getting pushed off the storefront.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So, yeah, that's why there's lots of indies on Xbox. I think it's called Xbox ID and Nintendo Indie.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll see a lot more indie games on that because they prefer those marketplaces now.
Yeah, well, you can't blame them.
Yeah, it's really sad because I prefer playing games on the PC, but companies like Steam don't care about their platform. I don't think they do.
It makes sense, right? Because, like, Steam don't have, like, a share in the PC platform, whereas Nintendo...
They do have a share in their storefront platform, and keep doing this, they're going to lose people.
But what I'm saying is, obviously, things like Nintendo and Xbox and stuff are going to care more about their platform, like their storefront and how they operate their stores because it is their console.
I know. That
so
makes,
they're going to want to make it more pure, like, and a better
makes
experience.
That makes a lot more sense. That, like, even they've enabled a lot of stuff to make your own store better. Like, I've just recently gone through, banned a few things. Like, I don't have visual novels. If there's a visual novel that's great, I'll hear about it and then look it up, like, exactly look up that one. Like,
yeah,
how I did with Doki Doki Literature Club.
No, I told you to play Doki Doki. But...
No, but that's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Like, that was something recommended to me. They're like, you'll like this. Whereas most of them are, not for a better word, I don't want to say trash, but not well-made.
For Kieran.
Well, there's a lot of fan service ones with a lot, like, very little story. Or if it is story, it's so badly put together.
Mm.
And that's not for me. Like, I want...
I don't like the ones that are straight click-throughs.
Yeah,
where there's, like, no option for you to be part of the story.
Yeah, I want a game mechanic as well. So, not that... Doki Doki did have it. It did have a game mechanic.
Yeah, you chose...
I loved that you could, like, go... It made you go through the game files. Or didn't make you. It very much incentivized you to go through the game files.
Oh, yeah. That was...
I love that shit.
Yeah.
So, moving on again. So, New York Knicks, that's a basketball team. They're in the NBA in America. The top pick for them, so every year there's a draft and teams pick the players from college or that go into the draft for their team.
Mm.
And the top pick for New York Knicks was wearing a Fortnite suit to the draft. Now, the thing about the like drafts like this is before... you go into the NBA. Oh, no, he can probably do it now, but during college, I think with the NCAA, which is the sports league of America or whatever, national athlete something, you can't take sponsorships or develop yourself as a brand or anything like that. So that's the whole point of it.
Yeah,
like,
I figured that's where this was going.
Yeah.
But
like, I think it's very restrictive to, like, sports brands and stuff. There's nothing saying you probably can't get off, like, be sponsored by Fortnite or something.
But was he wearing it because he was getting some sort of sponsorship, or was he wearing it because he likes Fortnite?
It is incentive, like, the way I read it, it was, like, not a proper sponsorship, but a...
incentivized to
incentivized in appearance thing,
right? Okay, because I was like, you can't just pick on the dude because he like wore something that he liked.
Oh, you haven't seen the picture. That's gonna give you a lot of insight.
Oh, okay, cool. yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask. What
he has this suit, and it's not the outside of the suit; it's the inside. Like, the inlay is Fortnite.
Oh,
so he opens it up to show it off. Like,
oh, so he's definitely doing it.
Like, it's not casual. It is very, like, I assume that's his name on Fortnite. Oh,
probably.
Which hurts me very deep inside. Not the point. So, like, the way he's doing it doesn't seem like it's because, I like Fortnite. I'm wearing a suit that casually has Fortnite on it. It's like, yeah, look at me.
Well, this is interesting because majority of that title is covered up by his body.
Yes, but you easily get the point.
Yeah, yes and no.
I like the first line of it. Last night, the real, not 2K League, the 2K League being NBA 2K, the game,
yeah,
NBA draft took over the Barclays Center for New York. Because, like, if you saw this in the game, you would assume, oh, it's, like, in a video game kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. No. Okay.
No, nah, it's real. It's real.
It's just interesting to me because me not being, like, super into Fortnite, I would not have necessarily assumed that was Fortnite.
See, I'm not into Fortnite because I would have seen that because I've seen the logo everywhere.
Oh, see, no, I haven't, like, that wasn't very iconic for me. Like, there was no, like, shot of, like, if there was, like, a head of a character.
Yeah, maybe.
It would have, like, tipped me off a bit more, but, like, yeah, without knowing ahead of time that said Fortnite. Anyway.
Yep. No, that makes sense. Next sports game, NHL 19 official reveal. So they did that. I don't think they did anything about this at E3. They mentioned it. Like, it came up as a NHL. Next game.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah, so they did their official reveal. I really love the look of these sports games. I just unfortunately don't, because like they get away with more with sports games for microtransactions because their target market isn't gamers. So all the controversy around loot boxes and microtransactions at the moment is just accepted in sports games because sports fans play them,
mm-hmm.
which makes me really sad as someone who really likes hockey and basketball and really loves games. These games are just not for me.
Mm.
I really used to like the career mode in the NBA games until you had to pay to progress in it or your character would always be so bad that you'd never get picked for teams and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, like, that's not why I'm buying the game. I don't want to play multiplayer and be competitive. I just want to have a fun single player go through a career experience.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have to pay to progress a single player experience in those games.
No.
It's really, really, really stupid. That's coming for Xbox One and PS4. It has not been announced for PC. Not that I'd buy it anyway, but that still makes me sad. September 14th this year. That's a lot of games are coming out in September, as we're about to see.
Hmm.
So Life is Strange 2 got announced, which if anyone's seen Let's Plays, we played Life is Strange Before the Storm. Me and Caitlin both have played Life is Strange 1. How do we feel about that?
What, Life is Strange 1?
All of Life is Strange.
Love it.
Yeah, it's really good. They announced this and saying pre-orders will be available, because I care about pre-orders, when the Adventures of Captain Spirit comes out on the 26th, which is tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
No, yeah. No, 27th. It's Wednesday. I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday. So when that comes out,
it says 26th right there on your notes.
Yes, it does. I was reading when Life is Strange 2 comes out, which is the 27th of September. But no, Captain Spirit is the 26th. All right. My bad. So yeah, with that, Captain Spirit's coming out. That's really cool. In 2 days.
Yeah.
In a day, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing a Let's Play of that. I'm keen, but at the same time, I'm worried that it's not going to be as good as the others.
You're skeptical.
Like, I think I'm reserved to be from what I've seen.
Mm.
Like,
I think it will just be a different feel.
Yeah, it might be a different feel, but I love the heart-wrenching of Life is Strange.
Yeah, but it's not all about that. Not every game that they produce needs to be heart-wrenching.
Vampyr's not, and I'm okay with that.
I don't know, you seem pretty...
No, my grievance with it is with the combat.
Yeah.
Like, the story I have not had a single problem with. It's the, I go into combat and it just feels
my main
gripe bad.
Is the menus.
Yes.
The I have not shut up about the menus.
Yeah. So that's my gripe. Like, I've not had a problem with the story. It seems to be going at a good pace, all that kind, like, everything I'd want from a game like that.
Yeah, and it had, can I say what it has?
Yeah, I'd say what it has.
You know, you literally kill your sister in the first, like, 5 minutes of the game. How's that not heart-wrenching?
Because I wasn't attached to her.
Oh, it's all about you.
Yeah, me as the player. Whereas Life is Strange, like, love all the characters. We're going to... No spoilers, but we're going to do things.
Everybody dies.
But Life is Strange 2. Looking forward to that. They have not announced who it's going to revolve around or anything. They have teased that it's going to be in the Life is Strange universe about different characters. But being that it's number two and not, like, because Captain Spirit is in the Life is Strange universe, but is set with a totally different person. So he and that because they haven't labeled it as a Life is Strange game. They're just saying in the Life is Strange.
That it's Life is Strange, it's gonna have to be someone.
It's not gonna be focused around Max.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. But I think it's gonna be. I think the other characters are gonna be involved somehow, or the town is gonna be involved.
Because like, it doesn't make sense to call it Life is Strange if, like, it can't be Chloe. Because we've already done Chloe before Max comes back.
Would you say before the storm?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
And Max then comes back, which is Life is Strange. And then we can't do an after one from that because some people killed Chloe.
You shouldn't have said that, but that's fine. Well, that being said, being number two, they could import those decisions.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it can't be based around Chloe.
No. Because
if she's dead.
That being time bending.
Then you don't have a main character.
I don't think it's going to be focused around any of those characters. I think they're going to make appearances because it's Life is Strange 2. I think it's going to be close.
That's stupid then.
No, I don't think it's stupid because like the way they've done it, it's hard to reuse characters.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll see when it comes out.
I'm not on the story panel, so like
we'll find out more when the pre-order comes out. They'll have something about it.
Do you know what would be good if they release something with Captain Spirit? Like a little teaser thing or something.
I don't think they will.
But if they did,
it would be great. I highly doubt. Genesis Alpha 1 is a game coming for PS4. Sorry about that. Life is Strange 2, PC, Xbox One, and PS4 Xbox One and PS4 speculation so far. So everyone thinks it's coming, but it has not been officially announced.
So the others were just on PC, were they? Or were they on?
Or NHL?
No, you said Life is Strange.
Oh, Life is Strange. I think they've brought it out for consoles. I haven't checked. I don't know. I played them on PC.
Yeah, that's what. Because why the speculation?
Because they like in their announcement they said they didn't mention Xbox One or PS4.
Oh. Ooh.
But it's assumed that it is coming to those platforms.
Right. Okay.
Genesis Alpha 1, PS4, September 4th, another September release. So this game looked pretty cool. It's like a survival, it's a survival game where you're in this kind of, a wilderness base. What I liked about it is that you go collect things and you do DNA experimentation trying to bring back life and stuff.
That's cool.
Sometimes these things can help you. Sometimes it goes really wrong. And your base gets infested by aliens trying to kill you, which is, I think, where the survival comes from. So I think this is a really different take on survival that I like. It makes the crafting, because the crafting is a lot of the DNA stuff, have a lot of point as to why you're being attacked. It's not just random. So I think I can't say, but it seems like they've really entwined all the mechanics together well.
Yeah.
Which, for a lot of survival games, does not feel like that's the case. It's made by Radiation Blue and published by Team 17. So Team 17 do good stuff. And, September 4th this year, PS4. I'm sad that it's only on PS4. I know they're doing a lot of, like, exclusives, but still sad. The next thing is Mutant Year Zero, Road to Eden. This is developed by the Bearded Ladies and that's published amazing. By Funcom. I really liked their name. I read it and I'm just like, that's cool. So this is a tactical adventure game, sort of like XCOM, but it's with ducks. So you're ducks.
Right.
Have you played XCOM?
No.
I think you'd really like it. You have characters, it's like a tactical over map that's turn-based and it's all really, you got to really make sure that you're always undercover and stuff. But it's, if someone dies, they die. And if they survive the fight, they get experience and develop relationships and stuff. So it's kind of like a survival, but fun. That's XCOM. This is Mutant Year Zero. And so the characters are all like pigs and ducks and stuff. Like, it looks hilarious. It's like XCOM, but funny and comical.
Right.
So I actually kind of want to play it. Hasn't got a release date besides 2018, or expected 2018, PC, Xbox One, PS4. Yeah, I think you would, like, you should look at the trailer. You would love it.
Okay.
Speaking of XCOM, another game, Xenonauts 2, launched on Kickstarter. It got funded, or how I've spelled it, fooned, in 12 hours. That's pretty good.
Interesting.
It was like, I think it was like $100,000 USD or something. Like, 12 hours is pretty good.
Lots of different aliens to kill.
So, do you like Xenonauts 1 and XCOM, because they do the same. It's coming for PC and on Steam and GOG. Looks really in-depth. Like, they've gone really all out on what you can do. There's lots of different enemies to face, and different enemies drop different, essentially, DNA researchy stuff, so you can enhance your weapons and, like, mutate your soldiers into cool super soldiers, because that's what, you know, freedom.
Freedom intensifies.
Yeah.
I'm sensing a lot of a theme here of, like, aliens and mutants and...
Yeah, actually. This is just what got announced this week. I don't know.
It's the hot thing.
Maybe because
all the kids are talking about.
No, maybe sci-fi stuff's not big enough that it can be announced at E3, so they wait till after and wait till the hype, or maybe? The hype's gone?
The hype.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think sci-fi still.
I think it's more geek culture friendly than gamer culture friendly.
Maybe.
That is pure just us thinking outside the box.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Red Dead Redemption may be coming to PC. So this is a super rumor, could totally have been a mistake. A developer who does not work there anymore, he was updating his CV on his LinkedIn and put worked on Red Dead Redemption for consoles, Xbox, PS4, PC. So,
that's what they're basing this on?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably true, but God, that's funny.
Well, how Rockstar works, they keep everything really tight-lipped, because what they did with GTA 5, they didn't announce PC till 1 year after PS4 and Xbox, so they tried to get everyone to buy the game twice.
Yeah.
And they probably really want to do that with this, but if everyone thinks it's coming to PC anyway, the people that want to play it but don't want to play it on console know it's coming to PC, they're not going to buy it on console. But if they thought it's never coming to PC, they would get it on console.
Wait, when you say Red Dead Redemption, you mean the second one?
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2. Sorry.
Right, okay. I was going to say, like, the other one, like, it's been out for ages.
No, I thought, because, like, the announcement of Red Dead Redemption 2, I thought everyone would just know what I'm talking about.
No.
Well, too bad. What do you think about this? What do you think, there's merit in a rumor like that? Do you think
the rumor come out? I think it's probably true. Like, I don't see that someone, like, if it was a random post of something that he, like, put up, I could see maybe it was like a typo, or, like, you know, you go into autopilot mode and do, like, Xbox on PS4 and PC.
Yeah, see, I think he went into autopilot mode, filling out a thing.
I think because it's LinkedIn, and you take the stuff that you put on LinkedIn very seriously, because it's like your online CV, basically.
I mean, some people do. I've seen some questionable things on that.
Like, you know, and if he's updating it, it's obviously because he's, like, trying to get work.
Yeah.
So I think he would have been a little bit more serious about what he is putting in there.
But he'd be super under NDA not to release that, so.
True, but he probably, I don't know, like, either way, he's broken it. Like, he obviously wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. Because I could also see the side that, you know, he was putting other games down that he's worked on, you know, Xbox, PS, and he may have, like, copy-pasted that to a few things that he worked on. It could be lots of things.
Oh, it could, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, to base it on that is quite hilarious, but I will not be surprised if it turns out to be true.
I think it's going to be true. I think they've made so much money on GTA 5, I cannot see them not trying to get all the console. Or like every sale they can.
The funny thing is they won't if they want to try and keep this still under wraps, then they won't be able to pursue any legal action with him.
That's true. That's very true.
So he's kind of safe. Yeah. Unless they decide, no, fuck it. We're announcing it now because it's out. But if they try to...
They won't.
Yeah, if they try to keep it, sweep it under the carpet kind of thing, they won't be able to pursue a lawsuit with him. They'll do it as soon as they announce PC.
It'll be too late then.
I don't know that it will be.
No, because it won't have caused them any damages because all they can do is sue for damages. And at that point, if they've done nothing about it and he's said nothing about it further, was there any damage?
Well, you could argue that the sales dropped.
Yeah, that's true.
Once he said that.
But that you won't be able to connect that to anywhere. I think any half-decent lawyer could be yeah, no.
I mean, I think they could get a half-decent lawyer that would say, yeah, yeah. The law is a fickle thing.
No, the law is silly. And
it would be
sometimes
easy to say that there were potential sales for Xbox One and PS4 that went, missing, that they lost because people thought they could wait for PC.
That's true, but neither of us are lawyers, by the way. This is pure...
I am, no.
I got my law degree last night.
Yeah, I did
it. I got it online.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just saying the way that they will argue it is that there are potential sales that they lost out on because of this.
We should have looked up some precedents before going into this because any precedents would tell us what's going to happen. If someone's waited and that was successfully defended, that's essentially how...
Yeah.
At least with US law, as far as I'm concerned,
there's
looks
that,
to go.
But there's also how good of a lawyer can each afford...
That's true. I'm going to say Rockstar can afford some pretty good lawyers.
And I wouldn't, I don't know. And that being said,
it
may not even happen.
I dislike that, by the way, that whoever has the most money usually wins the case because of the skill of a lawyer.
Yeah.
That really bugs me.
I mean...
I don't know how you could ever fix it, but it really bugs me.
I mean, that's not necessarily true.
It's not.
You could have a really good lawyer that gets you off of something... that you definitely did.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, if you have an open and shut case, not even the best lawyer, the best lawyer might be able to lower the,
so
the sentence
on a technicality. So you're saying if you're Bill Cosby, and no matter how good your lawyer is.
Well, I don't know the details of that case, so I can't comment on that. But what I'm saying is.
The details of that case was he basically admitted to it. Because he's stupid.
Oh, that's right, didn't he?
Yeah, he's just no, this is what happened. And we're like, yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Jail.
Yeah. Cool. I'm glad we all agree here. We're on the same page. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. Yeah. So that's my point. The best lawyer could maybe argue down his sentence, but
so in that
will
case,
not
can
be able to get him off.
29 instead of 30?
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh, not
29 and a half?
Yeah. That's it. You know what? For asking, 35.
That's how I imagine that went.
Yeah.
All right. Enough Red Dead Redemption. PUBG goes on sale after losing half of its player base on Steam.
Just back on that, would you ever have thought that a conversation about Red Dead Redemption would end with a conversation about Bill Cosby?
I've always hoped it would.
And it happened.
And I can sleep easy tonight.
Good.
Anyway, PUBG. Goes on sale after losing half of its player base on Steam. So this is the first time it's ever gone on sale. And... Yeah, so they're starting to lose popularity for all the stuff they've been doing.
Wow, it's almost as if just trying to sue your competitors out of business is not a way to win fans.
I've looked into this. Their lawsuits are legitimate.
Yeah, because of where they're filing them.
No. So they're one against Epic... isn't against them for making a battle royale game. It's because Epic helped them make PUBG, because it's made on Unreal 4, use that knowledge to upgrade their own game, Fortnite. That's what they're suing for.
Oh.
Which is
okay.
Very legitimate.
All the stuff that I've...
I think it's because people don't look into it. They just say, oh, and I was the same last week. I was just seeing they're suing them.
No, I saw someone who went off of a, like, one of the only articles or something written about it because they're filing it in, like,
Korea.
There's only, like, one piece of information, like, covering...
How long ago did you see this?
Like, last week.
Yeah, this is, like, yesterday that I read this, so...
So maybe more's come out, but yeah. And it did in like, this video that I was watching did, like, an in-depth analysis of the difference between, like, American law and Korean law in regards to copyright, because copyright is quite new in Korea.
Fair enough. They're not suing for copyright. At
because
least
the
not
idea...
of, not of the IP.
Yeah, because... the point that they were making is that Korea, in their copyright law, have this idea of, like, paternal material kind of thing. So it's like, if you are the father of the idea, then you kind of own that idea.
I sort of like that, but I can see how much it would get abused.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they were saying is, like...
If people weren't dicks, it would be great.
Yeah, because they were... What they the video basically was saying is that PUBG will actually might likely win based on the fact that Korea has this idea of, like, well, no, like, if you came up with the idea, then you're, like, the father of the idea, you're the creator of this idea. And while everyone else is free to, like,
whoever use that idea. Whoever actually made the first Battle Royale game, if I was them, I'd wait for PUBG to win that lawsuit because they set precedence. Go, we're doing a lot of law things.
No, but see, Before you get into that, it's not just about Battle Royale. It's about a Battle Royale that has, like, 100 people that drop into a map. Like, there's very specific things because, like, there's other Battle Royale games that wouldn't qualify.
Yeah, that's fair.
For the same thing.
Yep. No, I get that.
It was just really interesting, like, this idea where because America is so, like, capitalist – and it's like, oh, you each own your own thing. Their copyright law is more about, like, oh, like, if you own this specific idea, then that's yours. Whereas in Korean law, which is more based on, like, you know, the family and, you know, the good of the all kind of thing, it's much more generalized.
Yeah. That being a thing, like, they wouldn't be in this problem if they tried more on their game. Like,
who, PUBG?
Bluehole, right? Like, they've used, they've bought all their assets. Like, if they, with the money they've made, how have they not hired an art department and, like, started doing everything?
Yeah, and just making it a better, more
making it a better
appealing
game. From what I can see, like, whether they're in the right or not, they're not doing enough to make people want to play the game.
Look, it could be a thing where it's like, okay, so with this new information that you've given about how they helped work on PUBG.
Yep.
It could be a thing where it's sort of like a spurn lover kind of thing where it's like, oh, you've betrayed us sort of thing, and they've got into this grudge situation where they're just trying to get justice and they've got completely wrapped up in this and stopped focusing on actually developing the game.
Yeah, like, it's probably that, but it's
I'm not necessarily saying
as noble,
like,
or whatever.
I'm not saying that that's the reason. Like, they're probably literally just too lazy to work on their game and just want a way to get it, like, make more money without actually putting in effort. But, you know, it could be one of those things where, like, if you're stubborn enough and you've created this thing and then someone stabs you in the back, you would have a vendetta against them.
Yeah, no, I get that. What I've seen from the lead dev as well is, like, all inspiring stuff. And I'm like, cool, do something about it. Stop suing people.
Yeah.
Or sue people and do the thing. Like, you don't have to just do one thing.
Imagine if they're like, I just got into this game industry so I could sue people.
Yeah.
That was their dream.
Well, you've accomplished your dream, sir. All right. Have you seen Mario Tennis Aces?
No.
Have you seen any, like, the older?
Yes.
Mario Tennis Aces is, like, actually released, like, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, 5 days ago, 5 days ago. And
do the math.
I was doing it in my head. Everyone just
was bad.
Yeah.
Didn't go well.
Comes with 15 playable characters. Don't know if Waluigi's one of them. It is four players.
Poor Waluigi.
I was watching it. They've introduced some cool mechanics. So they've got this thing. I think this is to make it more kid-friendly. You can use some of your energy to slow down at when the ball's coming at you, so you can get like a really perfectly timed hit and like aim it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fun. I don't think it looks competitive because of stuff like that.
Rackets can break.
Yes, if you really badly time hits, your racket takes a point of damage.
Oh my gosh! What happens when you break your racket?
You lose the bow. What do they call the set?
Yeah.
The mat? No. So you have set, game, match. Yeah, so you lose the set. Wow, I used that to work it out. Cool.
Set, game, match. Yep. Okay.
So...
Shit. So because you have to go get another racket, basically.
Well, I think in some of the earlier games, especially like the Wii Sports one, like you could see half an hour Wii tennis matches. Because people just be like... Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah, I love the ones where they get both of them right up against the net and they're just like...
I love seeing GIFs of that. But it's they make it out as if it's like a couple arguing about food or something. It's
yeah,
like,
or a conversation.
You choose where to go. No, you.
Yeah, I love them.
Like it's just a perfect like meme. All right, no, it's yeah. I think they're trying to stop things like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be competitive, like very competitive. From what I saw, it looked more aimed at. Not being competitive and being, it looked fun. Whereas like Super Smash Brothers and Splatoon and stuff, definitely can see the competitiveness there.
Yeah, I mean, not everything has to be competitive, so.
No, it doesn't. Except according to everyone who wants everything to be competitive all the time. And companies that only want to release competitive stuff and take single player out of their single player games that were single player forever.
Boring, but what do you know?
Like there's a place for those games and... Yeah, I want to play single-player games sometimes.
Yeah, I don't want people around me. This don't is want like, to interact with people, Kieran.
This is
why
like
are they
Fallout.
Making me?
Speaking of Fallout, actually, one of the devs said that they are putting mechanics in place so people can't just chase you and kill you all the time. Like, if they kill you, they can't go just find you and kill you again and again and again.
Oh, like when you respawn and...
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, it sounds like if... Like, let's say... You want to be, because they want to do this whole, if you want to be a traitor in the world, you can be a traitor. If you want to be a bandit, you can be a bandit. I'm like, cool. But if the bandit can only kill someone once and then, like, because these the worlds only meant to have, like, 12 people a server.
Yeah.
What happens once you've killed everyone because you're a bandit and you can't do that anymore?
Yeah.
Or, like, if it's a timer, it's like, all right, the thing that I've made my character do, I can only do every once an hour.
Yeah.
Like...
I don't know. Like,
it sounds like they're protecting the like people that want to be traders and stuff, which is great.
But is that going to be like? There's also going to be NPCs and stuff, right?
No NPCs.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, that does affect things.
Yeah. Well, they've said there's going to be no NPCs. There's from what people have seen, there's only the robots and stuff.
Okay.
And all the quests are not. Are meant to be like player driven. Like you know, you're meant to trade for something with someone. Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to pull this off.
It does not sound like my type of game. I haven't played Fallout 4. I played a little bit of Fallout 4. Wasn't a fan. I loved Fallout 3 and New Vegas was amazing. So
never played New Vegas.
This does not sound like my Fallout game is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll wait and see what it's like when it comes out and what people say about it, to be honest.
As will I, and I'll probably still not get it. Probably find something better to play. Tokyo Ghoul RE, however you want to say that. It's actually what they're called, their third season, because I love Tokyo Ghoul. It is announced for PS4. It is a survival action game, and it did not say when it was... Oh, no, it said 2018. So that's pretty cool. So it looked more action-y. I don't know where the survival comes in from what I've seen. It's very, you know, Japanese, fast-paced... action game that you see with anime games that aren't JRPGs. So you know how you've got the two types, essentially. You've got everything's fast-paced and there's action all the time, mm-hmm. or it's the turn-based JRPG.
Yes.
So this is the fast-paced action game.
Woo!
I think that'd be really fun. I really love the series, so I'll look forward to playing it.
Yeah, being a ghoul would be fun.
Yeah, I think it kind of be. I hope you get to select your Kagane and stuff. Based, yeah. Like, if you make a character, I hope. I could see playing as one person and getting the one thing if they do a really good story. But based on these types of games I've played before, the story's not that great. So I'd really hope for a
character development.
Character development where you can choose your Kagane and level it up and cool shit and like that.
Do cool stuff, yeah.
That would be really cool. But yeah, won't know more till more's announced. And again, PS4. I wonder if that. I didn't check, but it might be Japan only. And that was that. Because there's a lot of anime games that are Japan only. Like they've made good ones and stuff. But
I don't know. Tokyo Ghoul's pretty popular, isn't it?
It is pretty popular.
Pretty come out. It would probably come out for other countries.
So Blizzard updates Eula to stop people using game streaming services. So it is against their end user license agreement now. If you want to use Steam streaming from like your computer to your TV, any cloud game streaming like that, everyone thinks this is because they're going to launch their own and they want people to pay for it or something like that. Which, no, based on what Activision does, or Activision Blizzard, how they want all the money and they don't want anyone else to have any of the money, I wouldn't be surprised if that's their thing. So people think they're either going to make their own or they've partnered with someone and want everyone to use that because they get a cut of the money.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
I'm leaning towards they're partnering with someone because they haven't gotten into any hardware stuff as far as I know, like Activision Blizzard. Mm. But they have servers and stuff. Maybe they will get into it, but I think it's more likely that it'll be partnered.
Yeah.
From what I can see, because they've not gotten into any of that kind of thing. Like the most heavy stuff they've done is like maintaining WoW servers. And
unless this is them doing that now.
It could be, but I think it's going to blow up in their face a little bit if it's not good. Like, we made this Eula, you can't use others, ours is shit kind of thing.
Mm.
That being said, how many people use game streaming these days? Like, it probably is the future. Like, when the internet is good enough that these companies can just have servers do everything for you and you don't need to buy a good PC. Like, someone with a $200 notebook can play the same as me with my $2,000 computer. That's a good future.
Yeah.
I actually think that's really good. But we're definitely not there yet. But I think we'll be there one day.
Hopefully.
Would you do that? Would you sacrifice having a good computer and just having like a good screen, a box that had a mouse and keyboard that connected into it, or like you could have like one of those little Intel Nooks and play amazing games?
I mean, if it worked and it was reliable.
What they're apparently already really good for is single player games.
Yeah.
Like single player, non-twitchy, story-based games, they're apparently pretty good for already.
Okay. So
people have, because Skyrim does it already, I think. They've got a streaming thing for that on Switch.
Skyrim does everything.
Have you played on Etch-a-Sketch yet?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's something to look out for. We will definitely comment on it more if more comes out. I'm leaning towards a partner.
Fair enough.
What are you leaning towards?
Probably partner, but all again.
Right. From bad to good, Steam blog developers and publisher homepages. So at the moment, when you click on a developer or a publisher, it just takes you to a list of their games on their store. But they're doing, this is so weird. Steam does so many bad things and then good things in like a completely separate section of their like store.
You got to keep it even.
Oh, it's weird. So for developers and publishers, you'll now be able to have a homepage and you can put what you want on it, sort of decorate it, I guess. Features, like you could put live streaming up, because they've already started doing that. Like for some games, you'll see the live stream in the store. I turned it off because if I'm looking to buy a game, that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that could be bad. Like spoilers.
Yes. Well, it doesn't have sound or anything, but you could see like, you know,
the death of a character that's pretty important.
Fun. Fushinima dies! And you'll be like, who is that? And then look it up and be like, oh, I'm not going to play that game now. Fushinima dies. That was my favorite character for 3 seconds.
That was my guy.
Yeah. So I think it's really good. I think them creating places, because it was good, what I was saying before about developers and publishers not having any control over where their games appear on the store.
Yes.
If you can go to that developer and see their games and what they've got coming out and stuff through Steam, that's a good mechanic to combat that. And you could follow developers instead of just relying on the store.
Yeah.
So let's say you follow three developers and in the top of your store. See, this is only their pages. I don't know if they're going to do this kind of stuff, but it would be cool if you could follow a developer and then their stuff comes up on like close to the top rather than a bunch of stuff you don't care about. I think that'd be cool.
I like that.
Publishers, not so much. I don't care about publishers. I care about individual developers. Publishers very rarely are linked to the greatness of things. Unless you're EA, then you're linked to the demise of things.
Yeah. EA, we'll find some way to fuck it up.
Speaking of Steam and Valve. Valve and the announcement about Durchkans Plurotoritet.
What?
It's German or Dutch or something. So they disabled trading for Dutch customers. So the Duth, what I just said before, may passed a law or a thing about how Steam games, Dota and CSGO, are gambling, because what you can win or buy in loot boxes can then be traded with other players for monetary value.
Oh, yes.
And you can sell those items on a store.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is gambling.
Okay.
Valve have tried to play the, we just want to do what our customers want. You know, it's their fault that we can't offer customers trading anymore. And so they've just disabled trading in those regions.
Interesting.
I mean, there's no way they can really, if they want to keep the features of players being able to trade and sell things. That being said, it's not sold for real money. It's only sold for Steam store credit. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a line to walk of what you count as. I count it as gambling. You can get this really rare item and not have to buy any of your Steam games for the next month if you sold it, like a $450 golden Gravamore.
Yeah.
It's such a hard thing for these people to do, I reckon, of what is and isn't gambling.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of the decision-making process on that.
I think Valve has been companies like Valve is actually, funnily enough, what I find one of the best and one of the worst at this stuff, because they only do it. Oh, do you have to pay for CSGO? I don't know. Dota's free, and they do offer you a lot in your loot boxy battle pass things. Like, I never feel like I've lost money on it. That being said, with how much they allow people to make shady trade websites with their system, I don't approve of that.
Yes.
So yeah. I really don't know even where I stand on it.
Yes, it's a murky waters, very
the
not black and white.
The moral of this podcast issue is Steam and Valve do lots of good and bad things, and I do not know where to sit on them. Is there like a bunch of people in the company like, all right, we want to bring this company forward, and then there's a bunch of people who have just gotten high enough, they're like, I just want to make money.
Probably. I think that's exactly probably what's happened.
Yeah, all right. Because they've got that
like flat, with any company.
Well, no, they've got the flat management structure, so there's no manager higher than another manager kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that. I need to look it up again. But that's why their progress always seems really slow, because anything you do, you're kind of tied to. So if you choose, you can kind of choose what you want to work on. And I think a lot of people just choose to work on the easier stuff. That's why you don't see new games by them. And sorry about that.
Yeah.
So Microsoft no longer plans VR support for Xbox. I'm sort of surprised and not surprised by this. So, do you want to weigh in before I give my opinion?
What do you mean? Like,
so you know how,
nothing further?
Yeah, well, they tried the AR with Kinect.
Yeah.
I think that didn't go well. They've just kind of given up and like, we make games.
So is it going to be like if you have VR stuff, it no longer works? Or
no,
you...
no, they're not going to develop because VR stuff didn't work on the Xbox anyway.
Oh.
Because like PlayStation has the VR headset for PlayStation, like the right. PlayStation VR.
Yeah, I just kind of thought.
I think that's what it's about anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because.
All right, well. I don't. Yeah, I focus on games rather than the tech, I say.
Yep, all right.
If it's going to mean better games.
That's true. Well, I look at this in a few ways. One, if they let other companies develop good VR environments and stuff, then they can adopt that later and make games for it. That's great. But developing games now, because like VR's in its teething area, the developers that develop on it right now will be the better developers when it's a bigger thing. My next point is they've got the HoloLens. They have the technology that is the Microsoft HoloLens. They have great technology for VR. And do those teams not talk?
I don't know.
I find that a bit strange.
What would their motivation be for not pursuing a VR?
I reckon they think the market's not there for it yet.
Yeah.
I think I think a lot of people have lost money trying to support VR. Bethesda is a company that has enough money because they've made they're trying to make all their games like VR experiences, but they have the money to throw into it. So do Microsoft, by the way, but I think they're more trying to gamble on, I'm not really sure, but I think they want more solid business opportunities before they don't want to be the pioneers of it.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing to say that, like, once VR is, you know, out of its teething stage and a little bit more popular and there's a bit more of a market that Microsoft can't come along and, like, start developing on it and stuff and make it even better.
That's very true.
I mean, I guess they must have weighed up the pros and cons of doing it and they've come out thinking that it'll be better off not to pursue it at the moment, so.
Yep, no, I agree. I think there's a lot of interesting sides to it, and I would love to know what kind of department chose this and
what were the deciding factors.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because they have the pull, they have the money, but they don't want to.
Maybe they're working on something else.
Well, HoloLens is very AR and Kinect was very AR, so they're very much more in the AR than the VR space.
Mm.
So maybe they are AR. that's interesting. That's very interesting. Have you ever gotten to use a HoloLens?
What's the HoloLens?
It's the clear glass that puts things in the room around you that goes over your head. So like it's augmented reality.
Oh, fuck. No.
Have you seen it been used?
Yes.
I got to use one at uni. Was really good.
I saw one where it was someone else was using it and I should have jumped up and tried to use it, but I was busy. And it was you were basically on like a construction site.
Yep.
And so you were, like, walking around the construction site.
Yes. And that's it.
Well, yeah, but, like, in real time sort of thing.
Did, like, massive boulders come and try and crush you, but they weren't actually
No, this
there?
Wasn't for a game. This was, like, for an actual, like...
Oh, like a tech demo thing.
Yeah, like, well, it was for work.
Yeah,
so like,
and I did lots of not military but defense.
So in terms of in this okay
stuff.
In this concept, it was basically you were like a project manager for a construction site.
Yep.
And as a way to check up on what has been happening and what's like going on, you could put the glasses on and walk around the building site without actually going to the building site.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. That is cool. Yep, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm keen to see what else they do with it. It's I think they're very giving it more of a business focus than a gaming focus for it. But
I mean, look at the applications.
That being said, like sometimes people are just like, yeah, but that'd be you can make really cool games. We're gonna use that for games.
I mean, yeah, that's the best way to do things. Like, oh, this is really helpful in real life, but let's also make games from it.
Yeah. Forza Horizon 4 looks good. Someone at the company accidentally set the Windows Store to download, like, to available in the store. So people just started downloading
oh,
it.
Oh, shit.
Like, it wasn't set to release, though, so they couldn't play it, but lots of people now have all the files. So I think there's going to be a crack in a week or two.
Oh, good God.
That sucks.
That person is fired.
Oh, you would not want to be that person.
Oh, God, imagine the next staff meeting, like, after this event.
What it, like...
So Dave fucked us over. Thanks, Dave.
I hope, like, they don't have, like, really good, like, staff analytics and stuff about who does what. Like, oh, someone clicked the button. Who did it? Oh, it wasn't me. No, it wasn't me
either. Yeah,
there's
no way to
trace. Oh, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Yeah, who's to say who clicked the button? Or they do, yeah, like a Spartacus kind of reenactment where it's like, who clicked the button? And then, so, like, if nobody confesses to clicking the button, then you're all fired. And so then one person's like, I clicked the button. And then the next person's like, no, I clicked the button. I clicked the button.
That's great. I hope there's just like, I know there's not. I know how this stuff works. But there's just an office and there's a really big lever and it's like game release date. Yeah.
And someone just was talking at the water cooler and accidentally put their elbow on it.
And leant on it.
And it, oh, shit.
Wrong lever, cronk.
Why do we even have that lever?
To release the game. All right. So thank you all for joining us this week. That's basically all our topics. What have you been playing this week, Callan? You finished The Witcher 1.
I finished The Witcher 1.
How was that?
After 2 lengthy years of attempting it. And
not because it's hard.
No.
But because it's hard. But it's hard because it's bad.
In different, like, I meant 2 years in a sense that I wasn't constantly playing it for 2 years.
It's all she's been playing forever.
Yeah. I'm finally free. No, it's been one of those, I leave it and I go for months without playing it and then I try and pick it back up again and it's just so, oh, the combat and the everything about it is just so hard to get through.
Like, yeah, like we were saying, a remaster would be really good.
I would love a remaster because I would love time and...
to explore that world?
Yeah, just because there was nothing about it that made me want to explore further because everything was difficult, like just mechanics-wise.
Very much get that. I still really enjoyed the story.
Oh, I love the story and that's why I want a remaster for it so I can go deeper and get more of the side quests.
But
and
now you get to import your save into The Witcher 2.
That's why I did it. It was lengthy and it was hard, but the payoff will be worth it because I've imported that save into The Witcher 2 and I'm already so much happier.
It's a massive jump in game quality.
Oh, it was a big jump going from The Witcher 1 combat to The Witcher 2 combat because, like we were discussing, dodge now.
You can do things.
Like, I'm so used to just standing and slashing that in the tutorial stood there and died.
The timed slashes?
Yeah.
Just like, click,
click. I feel click, so a part of this.
Click.
I'm beating you. Yeah, so in the tutorial, I literally just stood there and died because I was not used to dodging.
Yes, that's fair. And, like, the traps in 2 and 3 are so much better and it's all
bombs
better.
And, like, just crazy stuff where it's like, okay, I've got a, like, it's completely different, but I'm happy.
Yep. So for me this week, I played some Path of Exile with you and some of our friends. That's the incursions are fun. Vermintide 4, I finished that again on recruit on
4.
Vermintide 2, sorry. 4.
How many have I missed? And how did they get released so quickly?
They've been working hard. Yeah. Vermintide 2, I finished it on recruit with Hyperstrike again. What else have I been playing? We played Wreckfest, the car game, which I've had. It used to be called Next Car Game, by the way. Because they didn't have a title
stupid.
For it.
But anyway.
Yep. That was a thing. I find it really fun. I think that's all I've been playing. We played lots of Dota, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And
nearly finished the cabin.
Oh, yeah, let's not get into that. Friend of ours is like, yeah, now that I've finished it, I don't feel there's a reason to play anymore.
Yeah, I think they need to keep like an ongoing thing like that.
They very much do.
Just so there's a little bit more motivation to try new heroes, to play more with your friends.
How, like, for how we've been playing, like, we've tried so many new heroes that, like, we've not played. It's really good. They need something like that all the time, like what you were saying.
It's, like, it just, and I get they have like the daily hero challenge or whatever, or the all hero challenge as well.
That's not the same.
But that's not the same because there's no reward for it. I think they desperately need to start thinking about doing something like outside of battle passes.
Yep. All right, everybody. So thank you for listening. You're here with Questcast. You can check us out on YouTube. You just have to search Questcast. You can check us out on our website. We have Twitter. We have Facebook. Just hit us up places. Happy to talk. Happy to answer any questions. Tell us what you want to hear about, and we'll listen. Thanks again.